I am the first Haitian that ever did reggae music in New York City. Anytime you hear Haiti, where me from, that is bigger Haitian. Where I'm telling you that, comment allez-vous, means, how you doing? Comment ça va, means, how you feeling? Quand on est, means, where you living? Quand on boit, means, where you going? Haiti, where me from? Au gouvernement, c'est pour me chanter. Yeah, at the beginning I was with a couple of sound systems in Brooklyn. One of the sound systems in Brooklyn is King Custom. And you have Sons Junior that I used to DJ on. We used to go all over the States and DJ. That's how I started, you know, getting my name bigger. As a matter of fact, I don't know if Paris know Mikey Jarrett, you know, the guy that sold, that owned King Custom by the name of Shorty Diamond. They're the one that, at first my name was Papa Bigger, and then I changed it to Bigger Bronx. And then Mikey Jarrett and Shorty Diamond said, yo, he's a Haitian, so his name is Bigger Haitian. And from that, it just stuck right there, you know. I used to listen to a lot of Compa too, you know, because, yes, you know, I don't know if you know my father. My father is Andre Doismon. You ever heard of Andre Doismon?
Haitian told me of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Haitian. He used to be in a band, Remonsico. He used to be the lead singer in that band, you know. And I got the influence from him because it runs in the blood, you know. And I used to listen to Compa, and, you know, when I came to USA, you know, I started listening to reggae music and getting involved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I started doing what I'm doing, DJing for the Haitian people on reggae music, at that time there was no Haitian doing it. There was no Haitian in reggae music. And I figured, okay, this is my opportunity to come into this and defend my people and, you know, talk for my people, you know.
That's right.
So I started putting Creole on reggae. My first song was Haiti, where me from. I had another song by the name of Comment allez-vous, you know. And basically, you know, that's how it is, you know.
So what about the track I heard in 92? It was a numéro 1 with Nous qui jouons. Was it a single recorded or was it like a doublet? What was it? I heard it on a mixtape of Gary.
Oh, that was a song that was done by a reggae artist that I did over in Creole.
Okay.
That label was released on Master Blaster label. Clive Hudson is the producer for that label. Master Blaster.
So planning for the next 3 months, for instance, will you be in USA? Are you going to tour? What are you going to do in the next?
Well, actually, right now we have a couple of shows where we have to do in New York City. We have to go a show to do on SOB, and we have to go to Boston. We have to go to Massachusetts. You know, we have to move all around the place, and then we're going to Miami. You understand? And we're just working. We're very busy. You know, it's like, well, I didn't know it would be like this, you know. Believe me, sometimes you get into something, it's like, you know, it will overpower you, you know what I mean? Tout le monde à Paris, moi je nous connais, big guy, son, remet nous. L'élève arrivé, n'a pas wem, mais l'élève nous wem, n'a pas content. Vous comme vous qui ça? Il était ya wem, femme, wem, femme, wem, femme, il était ya wem, femme, wem, femme, femme, il était ya wem, femme, comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous, vous, comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous? Yeah! Tout haïtien, nous voulons nous connaître, les big haïtiens viennent matcharel. Nous voulons nous connaître ça, garçon vaillant. Merci beaucoup.